بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I, as the further reminder, I want to share with you some beautiful advice that we heard today. I prayed Jummah in the masjid in Groton, Connecticut. And may Allah bless the Imam and the Sheikh Khatib for his beautiful khutbah, in which he told us about the, he asked us and said, do we love the Quran? And in, he gave us 5 points, 5 criteria to judge and assess for ourselves whether we love the Quran or not. Very beautiful khutbah, mashallah, may Allah bless him. And I thought, let me share that with you as the further reminder today, inshallah. So let me just quickly list the 5 and then we'll talk a little bit about them. First one is happiness, a sense of joy with reciting Quran, with being with the Quran, and listening to the Quran, wanting to know what it is and understanding it. So the first one is happiness. The second one is a derivative of that, which is to spend time with it. Not just read it casually or something, but to spend time with the Quran. Read enough of it. Read it for, a considerable amount of time, and to do that regularly. Third one is when you miss it for some reason, maybe you're traveling or something's happening, and you don't read it one day, you miss it. You feel that loss, you feel that sense of wanting to read the Quran. And the sense of, oh my, today, it's almost like missing a meal, you know, you feel hungry because you wanted to do something and you were not able to do that. Fourth one is to use it as a map. Like I mentioned to you the other day, the Quran is something for us to make mashwara with, to refer to it from time to time, to check and see based on what's happening in our lives. The any issues, problems, questions, say, let's see what the Quran says about this. So that kind of a reference to the Quran. So use it as a reference point. And the fifth one, and of course most important, is to live by, to act on its commands and to stay away from its prohibitions. So awamir and nawahi related to the Quran. And so we do what the Quran tells us to do, and we stay away from what the Quran tells us to stay away from. If you think of this, such a, so concise, mashallah, very good advice. So I suggest that we take stock of ourselves. I will do it, inshallah, for myself, and I'm asking you to do it for yourself. Let's look at ourselves with regard to each of these points. Do I feel happy with regard to the Quran? Do I feel that this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to send it to us in this world. He chose to allow me to read it, to recite it, to reflect on it, to think about it, and so on. So am I conscious of this, and do I feel happy about it? Is it something that gives me great happiness? Alhamdulillah. This is something that I have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do I feel that way about the Quran? So that's the first part of it, which is being happy. The second part of it is, as I said, it relates to the first part, which is, if I'm happy about something, I like something, then obviously what I will do is to try to do more of it. I spend more time with it, I reflect on it more, and so on. So therefore, if I am happy with it, I spend time with it. And in this case, if that is so, then how much time am I spending with the Quran on a daily basis? And that is something to think about. Also remember, Rasulullah in one hadith, he said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waits for the slave to recite his kalam. And then he draws attention of those around him to his slave reciting Quran. Now, how amazingly beautiful is that? So just think about that and say, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful and so kind that he gives us this enormous honor that he draws the attention of those around him to us and say, here is my slave reciting Quran. You know, and this happens. So if you are doing this on a regular basis, then you can sort of visualize or think, not visualize, but, you know, reflect on this and say that my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu is listening to me. So therefore, I must recite the Quran as well as I can at that particular time. And the third thing is, obviously, if it gives you happiness, and if you do it regularly, then the day you miss it, the day you don't do it for whatever reason, you're going to miss it. And the missing must be in a very concrete physical sense, where you like as I said, you know, it's like hunger. If I miss a meal, I know that. Nobody has to explain it to me. My body is telling me I feel, you know, a vast emptiness in my middle. So I know this is there. If I'm missing some friends who passed away, and subhanAllah, may Allah help me help them. In this pandemic, I lost two very, very dear friends of mine, very close friends of mine. And every time I think about them, I miss them very much. With respect to one of them, this is what technology does for you. It's both a blessing and not a blessing. Which is the other day on his birthday, with this friend of mine who passed away, a LinkedIn reminder popped up. Today is so-and-so's birthday. And I'm thinking to myself, subhanAllah, the man died. He's no longer there. And it sort of again opened that wound in my heart with regard to this friend of mine. So missing it. So if I miss reciting Quran, if I miss reading Quran at its correct time, do I miss it? Or it just passes? And that's the third criterion to judge whether we love the Quran or not. And the fourth one is, now that I love the Quran, now that I read it every day, now that I miss it if I don't read it, what do I do with it? And what I do with it is, like I mentioned the other day in my the further reminder where I said Quran is a map, you refer to it. You make mashwara with it. You ask the Quran what you should do in your life. So and all the marahil of life, all the dilemmas of life, all the questioning points of life, all the decision points of life, we try to refer to the Quran and say, what does the Quran say about this? Right? I want to start a business. I need to borrow money. Let me check, what is the Quran saying about this? How should I borrow money? Am I allowed to borrow money? Am I allowed to borrow money from a bank based on interest? Or am I allowed to borrow money, but yes, I am allowed to borrow money, but not in this way. I want to eat something. What does the Quran say about that? I want to get married. What does the Quran say about that? And so on and so forth. So whatever is the case, right? I want to help somebody or not help somebody. There is a particular cause that is happening that people want me to stand for. Should I do that? Should I not do that? The karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the scope for all of this and more. So refer to that. And the final one of it is to follow the Quran in our lives. And follow the Quran is awamir wa nawahi of the Quran. Whatever the Quran is allowing me to do, I do. What the Quran is prohibiting me from, I stay away from. And that's a very important thing. So I say, okay, the Quran al-Kareem is allowing me to eat certain things. The Quran al-Kareem is allowing me to deal in certain ways and so forth. So I am, alhamdulillah, I will do that. But in some other things, the Quran al-Kareem is very clearly prohibiting me from that. The Quran al-Kareem is saying, stay away from that. Fajtanibu, I said, don't even go close. La taqrabu, don't even go close. I'm not going to argue and say, no, but you see, where is the word haram used? People say this, right? Alcohol, where is the word haram? Is alcohol really prohibited in Islam? Okay, how about if I use alcohol? I mean, alcohol anyway is pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it as among the khabais, and then we say it is pure. So anyway, the point I want to make for you is that these are the five things, the five criteria to judge whether we love the Quran or not. Happiness with it, how much time do I spend with it, do I miss it when I don't read it, do I use it to refer to it in my life, and the fifth one is, do I act on its commands or not. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives by the Quran and to fill our lives with the barakah of His kalam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.